The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why are you so obsessed with this? You lost once. So what? It's okay. Everyone loses once in a while. You can't win them all. But just the mere appearance of having an L next to your name drives you to a psychotic level that's just frankly unhealthy. All right, welcome back to Party Lines. I'm Kurt Bardella. Erin is MIA, channeling her inner Mitch McConnell. She will not be missed. Let's talk about the president's big speech. This was built up as a massive, exposing voter fraud and the compromising of the 2020 election. Yes, we're talking about the 2020 election still, folks. There are high expectations. When you call for the networks to break into their normal programming in prime time, which is where they make their money and pay their bills, that is traditionally for we're going to war. We're ending war. We called Osama bin Laden. Big, major national events. So you better show up with the goods. And I think it was Chris Saliza, my dear friend and News Nation colleague, who said it best. It reminded him of Geraldo and the famous, infamous Al Capone vault, of which there was nothing in there. Last night, Donald Trump went on national television and unwittingly proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Here's what we didn't have last night. Number one, we did not have a single example, not one, of any vote being changed or interfered with by anybody on planet Earth. Not a single race, not a single vote, not a single ballot, not a single machine, nothing. No evidence at all that anything happened to 2020 election votes. Number two, not one person, current, past, present, in the Trump administration was named and is being kicked out, fired, resigned, prosecuted, indicted, investigated. Not one name was given for this grand conspiracy that reportedly happened with, by the way, in 2020, who was president of the United States? It was Donald J. Trump. Who was the head of the FBI? The person Donald Trump appointed. Who was running the CIA? The person Donald Trump appointed. And no one was named last night as being responsible and is being right now hauled off by DOJ for their crime of colluding with the foreign government, I don't know, to deny that there was a plot to interfere with the 2020 election. Nothing. No accountability there. Number three, if you were to believe that this actually happened, let's live in a universe for a second where everything Donald Trump says is true, and China indeed tried to interfere with the 2020 election. Mind you, a week ago, the president was sitting across from Xi Jinping, praising him, offering him platitudes and love and kind words. Last night, not a single act of consequence for China for reportedly trying to interfere in our election. Now, it's worth just pointing out that China put out a very aggressive statement saying none of this was true and that this is an internal United States America issue and they have no interest in our election. Take that with a grain of salt. I'm sure they do. But just saying, if someone had done this and you could prove it, and you had the goods, wouldn't you have some sort of consequence, some semblance of accountability measure? None. Not one. So that leads me to ask the question of why are we talking about this? And there are really two reasons. Maybe both of them are true. I want you to imagine a world in which someone comes to you, a good friend that you actually genuinely care about, and says like, hey, there's this thing, I can't sleep at night. I am like obsessing about this wrong that was done to me. And I need to get revenge. I need resolution. I need closure. But it's like the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I would ask that person, oh my God, like what happened? When did it happen? And if the person said to me, oh yeah, it was like 6 years ago, I would go, bro, it was 6 years ago. You need some therapy. You need a hug. You need some love. You need to get over it. It was 6 years ago. Why are you still laying awake at night thinking about it? Nobody else is. The same Republicans who every time someone in the media or a Democrat brings up January 6th, their reaction is, oh, that was move on. The country needs to move on from that. Get over it. That was 6 years ago. Are you really now okay with Donald Trump relitigating an election from 6 years ago? Because that's what he just did. So don't ever come at me again with, when I say January 6th, go, oh, that was so long ago. Because Donald Trump just opened the door to relitigate things that happened in the 2020 election and in the aftermath of it. And by the way, what's really bizarre about this, among the many things, is Donald Trump actually got the ultimate revenge here. It's like he won again, like decisively, definitively. He crushed it in 2020. He beat the shit out of Democrats in 2024. You don't see Democrats. You don't see Kamala Harris walk around going, oh, that election wasn't on the up and up. Oh, China and Russia colluded in some way to interfere in our election and it's illegitimate. You're not going to see people running for office in 2028. You're not going to see maybe John Ossoff or Rahm Emanuel or Pete Buttigieg or AOC or Andy Beshear or Wes Moore. You're not going to see any of them going, you know, that the 2024 election was not on the up and up. Therefore, elect me to right this wrong. The only person talking about this right now is Donald Trump. And it's like, take the win. You got the ultimate revenge. You came back and won, which is an accomplishment, a political accomplishment, the likes of which we've never seen before in American political history. Why isn't that enough for you, man? Like, why are you so obsessed with this? You lost once. So what? It's okay. Everyone loses once in a while. You can't win them all. But just the mere appearance of having an L next to your name drives you to a psychotic level that's just frankly unhealthy. The other reason why last night may have happened is that this is all an effort to lay groundwork to try and take control of the 2026 midterms. And what we have seen in really recent times here this year, two things really stand out to me. Just the other week, the president fired the commissioners who are part of an entity whose sole job it is to work with states to ensure we have a smooth election, that we have election security and integrity. And he fired them and basically disbanded this agency. Can't imagine why a president who's so obsessed with election integrity would do that, but that's what he did. And then a few months ago, he issued an executive order in which the United States Postal Service, in order to comply with this executive order, inform states that unless they turn over their voter rolls, they're not going to deliver mail-in ballots. We have seen a relentless crusade by Donald Trump against mail-in ballots, mail-in voting for a while now, which, by the way, speaking as a former Republican, I'm old enough to remember when the mail-in vote was the reason why we won elections. Why you would want to make it harder for people to participate in democracy is beyond me, but especially mail-in voting, because think about it. Who votes by mail? High propensity voters. The voters you rely on the most, and old people. Who comprises the Republican Party? Old people. So when grandma can't cast her ballot this November, you might have Donald Trump to thank for that, which is, by the way, only going to hurt Republican votes. Putting that aside, I think that what happened last night is in part a mechanism for Donald Trump to lay the groundwork to legitimize and rationalize the ongoing effort by the executive to seize control of our elections away from states, which is, by the way, unconstitutional. The states are enshrined with the sole power to oversee and administer elections in America. And there will be lawsuits and court dates and litigation surrounding all of this. But I also think that you're going to see the deployment of law enforcement, whether it's under the guise of ICE or the FBI or police or whatever, recast as election integrity officers. Something tells me they're only going to be sent to Democrat areas, areas with high Democrat turnout, swing states, swing districts where Democrats might have a chance of winning, won't be sent anywhere else. But I would not be surprised if we see a much heavier law enforcement presence involved in the 2026 election. And that should concern everybody, because, again, we're talking about remaking the way in which democracy happens. You know, it's all fine, funny games when it's not tangible and you don't see it. But oftentimes, by the time you get to it, and it's happening on election day, it's too late. It's too late to stop it. He's already done the thing. And I think what we're seeing right now in the language and vocabulary from Republicans is laying the groundwork for that. And it's not lost on me that Republicans, many of whom...
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Privately are bemoaning all of this. They're the ones saying, why are we talking about this? It doesn't help us to relitigate 2020 when we're facing an uphill battle in 2026. And I just wish more of them would be more public about their consternation. At this point, they're not hostages. They're not victims. They're volunteers. They're riding shotgun as Donald Trump continues to erode, you know, the democratic norms that have governed our country, you know, since our founding. And I can't for the life of me understand why it takes people like Tom Tillis or John Cornyn or Bill Cassidy losing their primaries to finally grow a pair and actually say what's on their mind, to actually return to being senators of some semblance of conscience. Everyone else behind the scenes right now, they're on their phone this morning, I guarantee you, with their consultants, everybody running in a tough district or a tough seat or a tough Senate race are on their phones with their consultants going, why the fuck is Donald Trump bringing up 2020? We got to talk about the economy. We got to talk about affordability. We got to talk about the bipartisan housing bill that we just passed into law that Donald Trump didn't want to talk about at all. Instead, we're having to go back and now be asked questions about this last election. At congressional hearings, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche being asked, who won the 2020 election? And he can't even give an answer. Like, that's how bad it's gotten here, folks. People can't, under oath, vying for constitutionally appointed jobs here, can't even just say the obvious thing. Yeah, Joe Biden won the election. Why is that the litmus test, by the way, for being a Trump appointee? Is that you actually, in order to be qualified for the job, have to deny reality? An election that was the most litigated election in history. 60 court cases Donald Trump filed, 60 losses, recounts with ballots, voting systems. Every voting system manufacturer had lawsuits against entities that spread lies about them where the payouts were almost $1 billion. If there wasn't there, they would have found it. I mean, that's just the cold hard truth. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump was the president of the United States during all of this. We've heard for years from Republicans that Democrats are morons, that Joe Biden was dumb, he had dementia, he was disabled. And you're here to tell us that group of folks masterminded a scenario where they were able to steal the presidency, but didn't think to take the House or the Senate with them? That they didn't think to make sure that, well, while we're at it, let's make sure Mitch McConnell loses his seat. Let's make sure that Mike Johnson doesn't get elected, or Jim Jordan, or Mark Meadows, or some of these other MAGA folks. Like, but we're going to let them win, but we're going to just take the president. Then none of this makes sense. It's just crazy land, DeLulu land. And so as we watch what happens next here over the next few months, we get into the real election season, I think that you're going to see a real effort by this White House to play a very hands-on role in the midterm elections. Oftentimes, as I've said with Donald Trump, the accusation is an admission. The accusation is a confession. When he talks about election integrity and the stealing of our elections, he's telegraphing what he's going to try to do next. We'll see what happens. We'll see what Erin has to say about all of this. I'm sure she'll have very clever, witty comebacks and can explain it all, the rational human being that she is. But until she gets back, I'm Kurt Bardella. This is Party Lines.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.